Good morning, Fairview and friends. Welcome. Be seated. Welcome to worship in and from the sanctuary of Fairview Community Church in Costa Mesa, California. We're delighted to include those who are watching virtually. Hope you got a view you could hear us singing of the processional as you watch the video. Glad to have you joining with us virtually from near and far. Fairview is a diverse community, a joyously open and affirming community congregation affiliated with the American Baptist Churches in the USA and the United Church of Christ. Today, in a move towards reconciliation, we acknowledge, as we do each week, that for thousands of years, indigenous people have walked on this land as their own country. In particular, we give thanks for the Tongva people who have long inhabited and cared for this particular area. They continue to live in reciprocal relationship with the land despite more recent history of enslavement near genocide. May we learn from them what it means to be good guests on this land and good stewards of the land, to live in harmony with all beings. And in that spirit, we acknowledge that this is a safe place for all people to worship, regardless of race, creed, age, cultural background, sexual or gender orientation. Wherever you are in life's journey, know that there's a place for you at Fairview. You are most welcome here. We have a guest book in the back. We invite you to sign if you're visiting with us or the first time. We can be in further greeting of you. We'll have some fellowship time out on the patio after the service this morning. We may even be celebrating something. Who knows? Somebody might have had a birthday this week. We have encouragement cards. Those are cards that we can send to people in and around our community for whom we have some concern or love or just joy in their very being. Just send a card to say, hi, how are you? Thinking of you. Also inviting people to do reviews on Yelp and other sites. Reviews of the congregation would be helpful to let people know about us. On Maundy Thursday, which is this Thursday evening, we'll have a simple soup supper here at the church at 6:30 p.m. The supper will be provided, be very simple. We'll have a communion around the tables after we eat. And the next Sunday is Easter, of course, and we'll have our flower cross. So if you're hoarding some flowers, you can bring to help decorate the cross next Sunday or to fill the cross with new life and beauty. Please remember to do that. Last week, Lena reminded us that there's this wonderful exhibit of quilts called Peaceful Protest at Neighborhood Church in Laguna Beach. It's open for two more weeks, Thursday through Saturday from noon to 3. Well worth a drive to Laguna Beach to see. And also, our dear friend Rod Eccles will be installed as the settled pastor of that church on the 24th. Of April, the Sunday after Easter, at 2 p.m., and everyone in our congregation is invited. Maybe some of you can carpool. Unfortunately, I will be off that week. I'm going to be in the Bay Area for about a week, attending to some stuff related to school and other things, to the seminary and other things. But Stephanie Toon will be preaching on the 24th, so come out and support Stephanie. As you may have guessed, today is Palm Passion Sunday. Rather than restrict our worship to a celebration of Christ's joyful entry into the holy city where we started with our processional, we will end the service at the foot of the cross and the sealed tomb. In this way, we acknowledge the drama and the pain of Christ's passion, which I at least believe is essential to recognize this reality, and especially in a time when we have so much trouble in the world, that we have, it is essential to recognize, to have a full experience in order to experience the full wonder and joy of Easter, where it actually comes from. Today's theme is Hosanna, save, we pray, and we won't have a sermon today, aren't you glad? However, we will have a number of dramatic scenes. We have four readers and some drama that will unfold as we follow Luke's account of Holy Week. Holy Week Journey, the name of the drama, is the work of Jerry Adams, a Canadian writer. With Christ and one another, let's continue now on this Holy Week journey.
Wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where trouble melts like lemon drops, high above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, oh, somewhere over the rainbow. Bluebirds fly and the dreams that you dare to. Why, oh, why can't I see trees of green and red roses too? I'll watch them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Skies of blue and clouds of white,
and the brightness of day.
Well, I like the dark, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, and I watch them grow.
They'll learn much more than we'll ever know.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Someday I'll wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where trouble melts like lemon drops, high above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, oh, somewhere dare to. Why, oh, why can't I? Ooh, 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 ooh.
Igga, Elena, we're going to miss you so much.
Words of preparation today from Andrew of Crete from first century. Let us imitate those who have gone out to meet Jesus, not scattering olive branches or garments or palms in his path, but spreading ourselves before him as best we can with humility of soul and upright purpose. Jewish New Testament scholar Amy Jill Levine writes, "The parade in Jerusalem with all the hype and hope leads directly to the cross." Join me now as we do our weekly litany of lighting the community candle. Fountain of life, pulse of life, breath of life, earth is filled with the presence of God. A planet filled with the presence of God, a living green blue planet, peoples from every corner of creation, the vast reaches of space above us, and the rocks and hills and wonders of the wild. Together this day, let us sense the face of God in all of creation. He came riding on a donkey. This is my favorite Palm Passion Sunday song. Contemporary setting, he came riding on a donkey. Slow and easy into town. Standards removed.
Hosanna in the hands of
King is coming. Our God arrives clothed in frail human flesh, riding a meek donkey's foal. This is not the first time you've come to us, O God. The history of human affairs is the history of your arrival among us as creator, purpose giver, liberator, prophet's voice, and priest's desire. This is the story of each of our lives. It is the story of your coming to us as comforter, friend, example, challenger, abundant life provider, and so we praise you. Open our eyes to your presence, Holy One. Come to us again, Christ Jesus. Hosanna, save us again, we pray, and be glorified among us, for you are our God, and we worship you. All glory, laud, and honor. Loving God, we give thanks for the joy of simple people and devout pilgrims as they followed our Jesus into Jerusalem. We give thanks that at least for 1 hour in his mortal life, Jesus was given a little of the praise that he deserved. We are thankful for those who cheered him, even if they did not understand the heartache that he was already beginning to suffer. We are grateful for each of those waving tree branches and for every excited and joyful shout of Hosanna. We thank you for the awesome love of Christ, which resolutely took him from Palm Sunday into the growing dangers of Holy Week. Loving God, we cannot plumb the depths that lay ahead of us, Jesus, but we do know it was for us. And for that, we are eternally thankful. Amen. Be seated. We now begin our journey, our Holy Week journey.
Word was spreading. People were talking. The news of Jesus spread far and wide. Just as Jesus has said, he and his disciples were now headed to the city, to Jerusalem.
Just before they arrived, Jesus told his disciples to go into the next village and bring a colt that had never been ridden. Never been ridden? What would the owners say?
Just as Jesus had said, the owners asked the disciples why the disciples are taking their colt. Because Jesus needs it, they answered.
The disciples threw their cloaks on the colt's back before they set Jesus upon it. As Jesus rode upon the tiny animal, people gathered round, laying their cloaks upon the ground before them. Word was spreading. People were talking more and more, louder and louder. Prepare the way of the Lord.
Stories of Jesus I love to hear. Things I would ask him to tell me if he were here. Seeds by the wayside, tales of the sea. Stories of Jesus, tell them to me. Hear how the children stood round his knee, and I shall fancy his resting on me. Words full of kindness, deeds full of grace, all in the love light of Jesus Christ. City I'd follow the children's band, waving a branch of the palm tree high in my hand. One of his heralds, yes, I would sing. Loudest hosannas, Jesus.
Spreading. People were talking. They were shouting and singing. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of God. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.
Glory in the highest heaven. Blessed is the King on a road paved with cloaks. What kind of king was this?
Word was spreading, and some of the people in charge were not happy. Some of them in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." And Jesus answered, "I tell you, if they were silent, the stones would shout aloud."
Word was spreading. People were talking. The news of Jesus echoed through all creation.
Last night I lay a-sleeping, there came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem. the temple there, I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, methought the voice of angels from heaven an answer rang. Methought the voice of angels from heaven an answer rang. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your gates and sing. Hosanna in the highest, hosanna to your King. And then methought my dream was changed, the streets no longer rang. Hushed were the glad hosannas, the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, the morn was cold and chill. And the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, hark how the angels sing. Hosanna in the highest, hosanna to your King. And once again the scene was changed, new earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the tideless sea. The light of God was on its shore, the gates were opened wide, and all who would might enter, and no one was denied. No need of moon or stars by night, or sun to shine by day. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. Jerusalem, sing for the night is old. Hosanna in the highest, hosanna forevermore. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna.
word was spreading. People were talking. The news of Jesus spread far and wide. Jesus went to the temple to drive out everyone who was selling things. My house should be a house of prayer, but you have made it into a den of robbers, he cried. He then began to teach in the temple, and the people gathered from near and far to hear his words. The people in charge were afraid. If the people listened to Jesus, who would listen to them? They had to figure out a way to get rid of him soon.
Word was spreading. People were talking. The news grew and grew. The time of the Passover feast drew near, and Jesus so much wanted to share it with his, with his close friends, apparently. They would celebrate with special food, songs, prayers, and stories to remember that God helped the children of Israel escape from Egypt. Jesus sent Peter and John to find the room where he could eat with his disciples. So they went and found everything and prepared for that special meal.
Preparing for the meal. Word was spreading. People were talking. Jesus drew his friends close to him. Together, they gathered around a table. Yes, word was spreading. Good news was growing. But how could Jesus get his friends through the next few days, through the time until he saw them again? Full of love, he took a loaf of bread, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Full of love, he took a cup of wine, as he said, "This cup is poured out for you, showing you a new way and God's promise in me." Full of awe and wonder, the friends ate the bread and shared the cup. They had been fed with stories and prayers, words and deeds, and now this most special bread and wine. Word was spreading. Then Jesus said a most frightening thing. "One of you gathered here with us is not my friend. One of you will turn me over to those who want to hurt me."
Join now in this responsive prayer of reflection. Jesus Christ, whose greatest moments of triumph happen on the back of a donkey's foal and nailed to a bloody cross. We gather to prepare the way for you in our lives and in our world. There are so many people and things that call for our allegiance, so many kings seeking to rule over us. But you ride into our experience as another kind of king, a serving, humble, and challenging king who calls us not to slavery, but to friendship. There's so many things that seek our energy and resources for their own sakes. So many kingdoms seeking our souls for their own glory. But you ride into our experience heralding another kind of kingdom, a kingdom where the least are the greatest, where the meek inherit the earth, and where children are the best example of citizenship, a kingdom which seeks to bring life, not drain it. There are so many things that draw our attention, so many realities that seek our faith and assent. but you ride into our experience revealing another kind of reality, a reality where death does not have the last word, a reality where pride, selfishness, and evil are defeated by love and self-giving, a reality which does not parade itself for all to see, but fills every moment, every situation, and everything with life while waiting for us to discover it. And so we cry from our hearts, Hosanna, save us. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of God. Amen. Take a moment in silent reflection to meditate on the meaning of this day and the week ahead and what is yet to come. Hear these words of assurance. We shout Hosanna, asking for God to save us, and God already has. We're saved from hate by God's love that grows in us. We're saved from sin by the wisdom and knowledge of God's forgiveness and mercy. We're saved from the ways of the world by living into God's ways of justice and mercy that lead to peace. We're saved by the love of God in Christ Jesus, who laid down his life for us. We're saved from violence by his acts of nonviolence. We're saved by Christ's love, which surpasses death and leads us to eternal life. You are saved, you are loved, you are forgiven, you are restored. Amen.
For a moment, it was as if time stood still. They could not believe the words that rushed and poured over them. Someone would betray him? Jesus looked at Peter, full of deep love and deeper sadness. These are uncertain times. Our friendship will be tested. For a while, we will be scattered. You, Peter, will turn away from me. I have prayed that you will turn back again and help your brothers and sisters. What do you mean? Cried Peter. I will go with you now, even to prison and to death. Jesus sighed. I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows to end this night, you will have pretended three times that you did not know me.
Join in singing the song of reflection, Go to Dark Gethsemane. Go to Dark Gethsemane. Oh,
Word was spreading. People were whispering. Jesus and his friends went to the Mount of Olives. Jesus looked at them loving, saying, "Pray that you do not come into the time of trial." And moving away from them about a stone's throw, he knelt down and he prayed. "Oh, Father, if it were down to me, I wish it didn't have to be this way." Full of despair, he prayed. And then it was as if he could feel the arms of God around him, giving him hope and strength to go on. When he stood up, he saw his friends had fallen asleep.
Word was spreading in secrets and whispers. Suddenly a crowd came, led by Judas, one of Jesus' friends. He kissed Jesus as a sign to tell the crowd that this was the one they wanted. "Judas," said Jesus, "you would turn away from me with a kiss." The crowd had come to arrest Jesus. The disciples wanted to fight back, but Jesus said, "No." Then Jesus said to the crowd, "You saw me every day. Why didn't you arrest me in the temple? Why do you come in the dark of night and treat me like a bandit?" The soldiers didn't say anything. Judas didn't say anything. They took Jesus away. And all of the disciples ran away. Even Peter.
This is a time in our service where we share our joys and concerns. If there are people online who have joys and concerns, please put them in the chat or email them to us so we can get them in our weekly prayer matters list. Are there joys and concerns that people have today?
I want to say, my brother is back to work in Snow Valley. He was out of work because there was not enough snow. Because it snowed, he's back at work. Amen.
Other joys and concerns that people have in mind.
I just want to lift up Elena Hurst in prayer. She's with us for one more week until she is moving to Sweden, which I think most of us know about, but I just know what a week it's going to be, wrapping your life up, putting it in a boxes, shipping it halfway across the world. So prayers for Elena.
Other joys and concerns that people have? Carol.
For those of you who know and remember Christina Moritz, her childhood friend, and they're in their 70s now, all of a sudden was discovered a tumor in her intestinal tract, I believe her lower intestinal tract, and so she's having surgery tomorrow morning. Her name's Gloria. She lives in Germany. And they do not know if it has spread. They will find that out. So prayers for a successful surgery, but also that she will not need chemotherapy afterwards. Thank you.
Other joys and concerns that people have? I mentioned the celebration. It's not a secret that Mike turned 40 on Friday and celebrated all day, so we're going to celebrate him some more on the patio after service this morning. Last Sunday, we had a big party here. Marty Barmore celebrated her Diamond Jubilee. She turned 75 last Sunday. We had a thank you from Matt Royster for our prayers that his surgery went very well. Continue prayer for Amara, the little granddaughter of my friend Susan, who was burned. She is showing some signs of improvement. So as Matt said last week, maybe prayer really does make a difference. Some others, Carrie reported that her mom was recovering beautifully from her fall. Remember Britt Richardson as she continues to struggle with health issues, some known and some unknown, so she's still looking for healing and comfort and relief. It was great to have Alonzo here as he continues his, regain strength from his cycling accident. For Gary, as he's preaching at First Congregational in Santa Ana through next week for our pastoral search committee and our board and leadership, and for certainly for the people of Ukraine and all those affected by the awful invasion there, and for peace and justice in the world and for the world, we pray. When it comes to the time for the offering, we remind you that we are taking an offering for Ukrainian relief through One Great Hour of Sharing. There's a box in the back. You can put your contribution there if you'd like to give to that effort. Please join me in this responsive pastoral prayer. Please give us the grace, loving God, to pray with our hearts as well as our lips, and to serve with our deeds as well as our prayers. In places where the church celebrates with joy today, where it laughs with little children and praises with elderly saints, till hosannas overflow from every loving heart, may your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In places where the church gathers in sorrow or fear today, especially of the Ukrainian folk and Ukrainian Baptists in particular, weeping with Jesus Christ for the cross that must be carried in the face of misunderstanding and abuse, may your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In places where ordinary people are disillusioned with that greed and injustice that wants the poor and the weak blamed for the deprivations that afflict them, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In places where people are at their wit's end, angry or frightened, ready to hit out violently at all those around them, or falling into despair and planning to take their own lives, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In places where there are small hopes begging to be kept alive, programs of compassion needing to be supported, and the beginnings of faith requiring recognition and encouragement, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God of Christ Jesus and our God, enable each of us to enter into fellowship with the Spirit of Christ, that our personal happiness and suffering may not be wasted, but dedicated to your infinite purposes, which are often baffling, but always loving. In your name we pray. Amen. This is the time when we take our offerings, our gifts for the work of Fairview Church, for the building up of God's community, and both here and in our community and in the wider world. You can see all the giving information on the slide on the screen. Invite you to give generously. There's a box in the back if you want to make a real-time gift today, as well as a gift for Ukrainian relief. Praise God who cares for one and all, the rich and poor, both great and small. Praise God who cares for one and all, the rich, the poor, both great and small. Grant us the grace to realize we are These gifts may seem small when we remember your sacrifice for us, and yet we know that you are present in any act of love and generosity. Be present through this offering and help us to transform it into new life and new beginnings, we pray. Amen.
Word was spreading. Whispers, whispers, fingers pointing. Peter followed Jesus from a distance. "You were with him," one said, squinting his eyes. "You are one of them," another said, pointing a finger. And another said, "I'm sure he was one of them." "I do not know him. I don't know what you are talking about," Peter shouted. And a rooster crowed. Peter, full of shame, went out and cried.
Word was spreading. Name calling, angry shouts, a howling mob. Jesus was beaten and dragged from one place to the next. From prison to the high priests, to the governor Pontius Pilate, to King Herod, and back again. Word was spreading. "Who are you? What have you done? What is your crime?" Dressed in a royal robe, crowned with thorns, everyone made fun of him. Joyous shouts of "Blessed is the King!" gave way to angry snarls of "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And so, Pilate handed Jesus over to them.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died,
save in the death of Christ, my God.
word of Jesus was spreading. People were gathering, following Jesus as he dragged a huge wooden cross through the streets. People laughing, leaders mocking, women weeping, friends crying. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them." Jesus was crucified between two criminals. On his one side, he heard, "Why don't you save yourself and others?" On the other, he heard, "Jesus, remember me."
It was as if earth and heaven were torn from their loving embrace. All was lost. Even though Jesus' friends watched from a distance, they heard his voice echoing in their hearts as he said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit."
There was no word. A good man named Joseph asked for the body of Jesus. Full of love and care, he wrapped it in a linen cloth. Ever so gently, he laid Jesus in a tomb hollowed out of a rock. The women followers came too, helping to prepare the body. But time was running out. When the sun went down, there could be no more work for the day. The job of blessing Jesus' body would have to wait.
Here hangs a man discarded.
Nonsense pointing nose.
There was no word. Or was there? There was weeping. There was sighing. Oh, what might have been? Was it all over? It was so quiet, we could hear our hearts beat. His heartbeat? We would wait through this night and the next day, and at sunrise on the third day, we would be ready to make the journey with him and to him. We would carry our perfumes and spices and see him again.
After the blessing, I invite you to move in silence to the patio where we will celebrate while Bong Long plays, "Were You There?" In sunshine and shadow, joy or grief, this is the day which God has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Step gratefully into this holy week. Tread softly, for many things are already bruised. Go reverently, for holiness is found in unlikely places. Walk lovingly, for the love of the crucified one is the key to all things on earth and in heaven. Even with our small faith, may Christ live and rule in our hearts. Amen.